Hello, I am going to kind of start this call with a little bit of housekeeping. I know that for some of you who are in our course, this is a new experience to work with the Zoom technology. So I just want to make sure, and because we're recording this, I'm hoping if you had trouble getting on this call that you'll hear this. I will post something in the group about it as well, that you do need to download the Zoom app first. It's not something that costs anything. You can do it completely free, but I think that there may be some people who were intending to join us and who haven't because they weren't able to do that first. So if you are going to be on the calls with us, which I certainly hope you will, that you need to download the Zoom app. And then if you have any problems, if you're not sure how to get the call started, if there's anything like that, we can help you online. Whenever we're doing the calls, we will start with having Jim or myself, most likely Jim, since I'll be in the middle of the call, on the Mom Up group so that he can kind of coach you there, private message or something like that. So we are going to make sure you have all the support that you need to be able to use the technology and be able to be on these with us. So I wanted to put that little technology piece right at the beginning so that people do have that available and can do these in the future, if not on this one. So I do want to walk through the way that the calls are going to happen. At the beginning of each call, I'm probably going to do a little bit of just setting the frame. If we have any housekeeping issues, such as people who are attempting to get on, I will give some help with that potentially, but mostly I will set the frame for our time together. And a lot of times, I know people will be joining us a little bit late. That's just fine. Whenever you show up, you are most welcome. But I am going to use that time at the beginning to make sure we're all in a space of being both supportive and what's the best word? I guess supportive and still holding to high standards of how we want to be, how we want to be mothering our children, how we want to support one another as moms, so that we are both being in a space of support, not judgment, not guilt, not, I wish I'd done better, and now I'm just going to fall into to negativity around what I didn't do, but neither do I don't want us to do that, and I also don't want us to do sort of a whatever approach because that doesn't serve our children either. We need to be in a place of accepting that perfection that's always present in us, in the way we're with our children, and still claiming our power of choice, still claiming our responsibility to be the best mom that we can be in the moment. And if we're claiming that, it means we're going to be doing better. If we are in that space of taking responsibility for our experiences and for our results, taking responsibility for the feedback, the communication that we get back from our kids, we are then going to be in a place where we are noticing this worked, this didn't work. If this didn't work, there's something else that could work better next time. So that is the frame I'm going to set up for this particular call to just be actively in that space, the space of high standards and high self-acceptance and support and recognition of where we are and the things that are already working. And so that leads us into what will be happening in our group participation at the beginning of each call. And this one is a little bit of an exception. We do have people on vacation. We have other people who are just joining the program and may or may not be joining us on the call today. So when we do have people here, we will be as several people here, we will do a kind of a group check-in. Now, I do want to give a little bit of a housekeeping piece here so that people who, especially if they didn't join this call because they had a day where they just didn't feel like they could be on camera to join us, you don't have to be. You are very welcome to be on the call in audio only mode, and you don't have to say a word. You can be here, you can do the chat. I'm kind of going to walk through the different options of participating in the call after I set the frame more energetically and in the way that we're going to interact in our principles of the way that we're going to support one another during these experiences. So at the beginning, I will do a check-in, and I'll ask everyone either to take a moment on camera or in audio and just say how they are in one word, or I'll give you a scale. Sometimes I'll give you just a kind of a scale of openness and lightness, or of heaviness and feeling clinched a little bit. So you could consider 5 to be pretty much neutral. So you're not clinching, but you're not real open. You don't feel particularly heavy. You don't feel particularly light and buoyant. You're just sort of blah, maybe is the best word. Now, if you're feeling really tight, really clinched, really closed, that would be, let's have that be a 1. And if you are feeling really open, really light, really buoyant, just a very positive, easy way of being with us today, that would be a 1 at the extreme. And maybe, you know, a 2 or 3 if you're feeling really good, but not the very most open and light that you could. So that's the way that we'll do a little bit of a check-in. Now, this is not being recorded on video, or well, it is, but what we're going to be posting on the members area is only the audio. And so even though we may have visual interactions on the call, those will not be recorded. And so I am going to suggest right after we do our check-in that everybody set up a way to remember anything that they need to that's not going to be everything from the audio. So let me give you an example. Because we have the video option, if we have a mom that wants to have us look at her child's room and give some feedback on how to make things a little bit more independent, make it more accessible for her little one to take care of the room on independently, or maybe to be able to dress more independently, put the toys away more independently, whatever, we can do that. And I will suggest then that whoever is doing that, as soon as we finish that little walk around, maybe make a sketch if there's something that we talk about that is more visual, or that if I show anything on the screen, you may want to do that. Now, if I show something on the screen, there's a good chance it's going to be a model that's in your handouts or something that we can post in the member area. So that's one of the reasons that I think the audio is going to serve you pretty well. Even if all you can do is hear the things that I'm saying, suggestions from other members of our course, that's going to give you most of what you need. So a whole lot of note-taking of the details of what's being shared isn't going to be necessary. But here is what I'm going to suggest. Either have a document open on your computer or have a pencil and paper beside you so you can record the things that come up for you. So if it's a question, you'll probably be able to answer it on the call, but if I'm in the middle of something, you'd want to be able to write it down so you remember it when it's kind of your turn to talk, if you will. And the other thing is, though, as I'm saying things, there are going to be ahas. Maybe something will come to your mind about specifically how to apply what I'm saying with your kids or with a specific child. Oh, when she says that, it makes me think maybe I should do X with Tim, whatever. So you do want some way to record your ahas, your takeaways, and maybe even the things that you decide, yeah, that's something I need to make a commitment to myself to do. So make sure you've got a way to do that. Now, along that line, I do suggest that even if you're not on the video, even if you're on silent mode, turn everything else off, if at all possible. Let this be a time that you are sharing with time with us, that you're kind of me time for your mom part of yourself, rather than having to manage children in the background or be scanning emails or other things. give yourself the gift of being fully present, being on the calls in a way that you can participate completely and without any distractions. Now, that being said, please do be very respectful of the others. If you do have, if you're having to supervise your children while you're with us, or there are noises that are happening, make sure that you do take that time to mute. So I'm going to finish going through the flow of the call, what you need to be doing to get the most out of it, and then I'll talk a little bit about the technology and how you will be participating. So on the call, we'll have that check-in. If there's any housekeeping, especially people who are attempting to join us, technology things going on, we'll do that right at the beginning, but then we'll do a check-in, kind of to ask everybody just to let us know what's up with them. Very brief. If you're on camera or saying something, it will be one word. Then we'll have a little bit of a time to land. And so we're going to do that. I'm going to do that right now. If you're listening to the recording, it's really good to do any exercises that we have on the call during the recording time. They'll be short. They won't be things that will take a lot of your time. So I'm going to ask you right now, whether you are on the call live, whether you are on the recording, just take a moment and physically land. Take a breath. Notice what you need in your body. Notice if you need water. If you need a drink of water, you're going to want to do that first, because you will get the most out of any other exercises, movements, landing strategies that we do if you've got enough water. Then you're going to want to use your breath. Take some breaths. When you breathe, you almost always are able to notice what's going on in your body a little bit more. So as you breathe, you'll probably find very naturally you let go of any clenching. If you haven't let go of any clenching, do a check. Check your jaw. Check your neck and shoulders. See if you've got anything held up that can be let go. Check your hands. Check your hip area. Take another breath and then physically land, as in let your energy drop to the place that helps you be most settled. If you are seated, what you're going to do is have your energy drop right down into your hips. If by some chance you're listening in a standing posture, you would let your energy drop to your hips and then ground your feet in on the ground, on the floor where you're standing. So take just a couple of moments to do that. Take one more nice full breath. And now I want you, if you did a check-in, because we didn't do a group check-in, we didn't really have enough people on the call to for that to seem to be the way to use the time on our recording. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, if you're with us now, take a moment, do a little bit of a check-in, and I want you to just give me a number. Now, to go through that scale one more time, if you are just kind of neutral, you don't feel heavy, you don't feel light, you don't feel particularly open, you don't feel clenched and closed at all, you're a 5. If you are feeling pretty heavy, maybe pretty clenched down, you're probably a 7 or 8. If it's really weighing on you, really feeling kind of closed up, that would be somewhere a 9 or a 10. And if you're feeling very buoyant, very open, you're like in the 2-3 range. And if you're just about as open and light as you could possibly feel, that would be a 1. So what I'm going to ask you to do is give me a number. You can do that in the chat. So I'm going to just kind of talk you through that briefly. Down at the bottom of your screen, you've got some different little icons. The chat icon is a little bubble, a little like a cartoon bubble for dialogue in a cartoon, and a box, if you click that, will pop up. You will have a chance to type your message. You can just type it to everyone. If you're feeling a little bit more private, you're welcome to just type it into me so that I'm the only one that sees your check-in. But once we feel a little bit more comfortable together, I'm encouraging everyone to put their check-ins to the whole group so we can kind of feel a little bit more like we're all here together. So I'm just going to give people a chance to do that a little bit. And then I'm not going to speak about individual people who are checking in. I'll just kind of speak about the group. I'll kind of say something to where we are, and then I will give people a little later on in the call a chance to be more participatory about where they are and maybe getting some feedback and support to shift that if it's something that they'd like to do. So it looks like people are feeling pretty good. Looks like we've got kind of a range here, but mostly people are doing pretty well. So what these check-ins do is it gives me a chance to get a really quick scan of the group, really quick sense of where people are, and it gets you participating in a way that's a little bit non-threatening. So that's what this is about. Now, I am noticing that at least on this call, nobody is going to be on camera, or at least that's what they're choosing at this point. So I'm going to assume that we're not going to have anyone on camera. Now, I may switch things up. I may actually have Jim post the video for this. I don't know. We'll kind of play it by ear. We will for sure have the audio up, but we'll play it by ear about whether or not I'm going to do video. I am actually going to ask for some chat feedback. Is there anyone who is maybe thinking about getting on video, but isn't going to if I say I'm going to post the video? Because if that's the case, I'll say no video. We're just going to post the audio in our group. And obviously, if we do that, I want everybody to know this is a place of confidentiality. We don't share anything that happens in the calls. I will sometimes share takeaways of principles without mentioning any personalities or anything like that in the mom up group. But for all of us, we need to give that space, that everyone knows that nothing that they say here will go beyond our group, and that we'll hold that good confidentiality. So I keep thinking of things, since this is our first call, that you need to know. So I am finally going to go back, and I'm going to give an overview of the full way that the call will go. So after any housekeeping that's needed, just to make sure that everyone who is wanting to participate has any support that they need to do that, we'll do that group check-in, just either with a one word in the chat or on camera, or a 1 to 10 check-in. And I will put something up about that scale so that it's really easy for people to know how to do that. Now, after we do that, I will set the tone, which I've already done on this call, of just any general things that we're going to focus on, anything that we want to have be just part of what we're all going to share as our filter for our time together. Then after we do that, it kind of depends on what's going to be happening next. There will occasionally be on the call recorded content where I will have a video going, usually 20 minutes or less. Sometimes it might be much less than that. And then we'll have a chance to participate around that video afterwards. And that actually is going to happen on our second call. If we're not having any recorded planned content, then what will happen is that I will open things up for a variety of things. Always what we're going to do first when we are participating is have a way to share our wins, a way to share what's going well. And this does not have to be a big deal. This may just be, I made it on the call. That is for some of our course participants probably going to be quite an accomplishment. And I want to be able to give them just that support, that acknowledgement that for some of us that takes a lot just to carve that time out. So we will at the beginning have a celebration, an acknowledgement time, a compliment time. So the first part of the call will be just anything positive we want to share. It can be a personal feeling of celebration, something we want to share with the group that's going well. It can be an acknowledgement of someone else on the call. As we get to know one another a little bit more, that may be the chance to say, wow, I really appreciate what you shared in the group. It really helped me with my son or whatever. So that will be the first thing that we share before any challenges that are going on. We will share that kind of positive sharing about the things that are going well or the appreciations that we have. Then I will open it up for any questions, any just support that people want to have of any kind. So if it's a technical question, if it's a content question, or if it's a question about your family, how you can apply this with your kids, all of that's fair game during the question time. And for most of the calls, that will be the bulk of the time. If we are having recorded content, I may do the wins first. I may do it after the recorded content, probably see how many people are on and how many people I thought were going to be and play that by ear. But then the question time will definitely come after any of that recorded content. And we will then wrap up with kind of a chance to check in, a chance to tell again where your number is, if things have shifted and changed a little bit, it to maybe give an adjective or a word that says where you are. Just so we have a chance to be in community together, that it's not just about those who feel brave enough to share and speak out or even to put a question in the chat time. So that's the way the calls will flow. Now, I am not seeing anybody who has put a question up yet in the chat. I haven't seen anyone who has asked to speak. So I'm just going to invite people to do that. Oh, actually, let me do this first. So I am going to talk you through your little icons that are at the bottom of the Zoom room. So you've got a sense of what's going on there, how you do it, what your options are, no matter how you're choosing to participate. So the very first one that you have on the far left is your mute button. And I'm actually going to push mine for just a moment. And I'm unmuting myself again. So now, if that worked, you can put in the chat that it did. And I am still learning this technology a little bit myself. I've used the Webinar Jam much more than I have used this one. So I'm still learning, and we'll kind of learn this together. Now your second icon. Oh, good. Yes, it did. It works. So if you mute yourself, even if you're on camera, I guess the sound stops. That's my understanding of it at this point. So if you have a noisy room, that's something that you'll want to do unless you're going to be talking with us. So you in this format, you don't have to raise your hand. If you're unmuted, then you can just speak out and we'll all be able to hear you, even if we can't see you. And so what I'm going to suggest is if I'm giving an overview, if we've got recorded content on, please do have yourself muted so that we don't have the background noise in the recordings, particularly for those who are only able to join us that way. Now, the next icon that you've got is the stop video. Now, we're going to be brave here, and I'm going to stop my video. So what should happen is that you should just see my little photograph so that you can kind of tell that I'm there, or maybe you won't even see that. It's hard for me to say. I think that you should see a photo of me. Okay. And I should be back. You should now be seeing me live talking again. So that's so that you don't ever have to be seen when you join us. I want you to be able to be here no matter what's going on in your life. So know that if that's what's going on, you don't want to be seen, it's just fine. I want you to be able to be here and feel comfortable participating. So the next one, now, I don't even think that you probably have this one because I've got an invite and a manage participants, but I think that's probably things that I have because I'm running the meeting. I'm not sure. I've got a screen share option. I don't know if as a participant if you will have that. I don't think you'd use it. I think you'd kind of just be picking your computer up and showing me your house or whatever. So we'll assume that wouldn't be something that you would be using. Then the next is the chat icon. And if you weren't on, I'm going to take a drink of water really quick and then I'll kind of explain that one. If you weren't on at the very beginning when I explained it, if you click on it, you should have a chat box come up, I believe, on the right of your screen. That's what mine did. And then down at the bottom of that chat box is where you can type your messages. So if you just want to listen but you do have a question or something that you would like me to respond to, that is a way to do it. If you don't feel like being seen or heard, but you want to put in a question, that's a way to do that. And that's a great way to do check-ins. If I say, is is all of this coming together? Is this point clear? That's a quick way for you to let me know, yep, you get it, it's making sense, and that I don't need to go into more clarification. So you can type in there, and I would suggest that unless you're feeling particularly private, that you just have your comments go to everyone. That's sort of the default setting from what I can tell, but you can put in, there's a little blue box, and it will let you select who sees your comments. So maybe you're here all together with us, but your friend is able to join us in the middle of the call, and you just want to say, hey, I'm glad you made it. That's fine. You're welcome to do that. But otherwise, put it to everyone, unless you're feeling really private, and then feel free to just tell me. That certainly is okay if you are. Now, I don't think we have anyone who needs closed captioning. We do have a closed caption box. I'm going to click it. I'm going to see what happens. Oh, I guess somebody has to type if we're doing that. I guess we won't be doing that. Nobody's going to be typing as I'm doing this. And I don't anticipate using the breakout rooms at this point. So I think that gives you kind of an overview of all of the technology to use in our meetings. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to open it up for anyone who does want to do any celebrations, anything that they want to share that's a positive thing. And like I said, it can just be that you are able to get here. So I'm just going to give people a little bit of a chance. As I said, I'm much more familiar with Webinar Jam than this, so I'm not really sure what the delay is. I don't know how quickly after you type a comment in I see it. So until I understand that a little bit more, and I feel like I've got a little bit more of a clear sense of that delay, then I'm going to probably give people a little bit of a chance to check until, or I give people a chance to respond before I move on. Now, it looks like we don't have a lot of people who are feeling very participatory today, and that's just fine. I get it. So what I'm going to suggest is that right now, take a moment to just notice something that was a win for you, even if you're not going to share it, even if you're not going to have that be a group share. Give yourself credit for something. And like I said, maybe it's just that you're here, and that's just fine. Give yourself credit for any of the assignments, any of the exercises that you've completed from the course so far. If all that you have done is downloaded the PDFs and maybe watched part of a video, great. Please recognize that you can't get behind. I do want you, as you probably have seen in the PDFs, I do want you to set a schedule to complete the four classes. And that will just give you a little bit of a framework that's almost always really helpful to help you do those things that take a little bit of extra effort. And I recognize that just being in this course takes a little bit of extra effort on top of what you're already doing with your kids, and I congratulate you for that. So make a little note right now, just something that is a win, either in participating in the course, something that you did with your children, with your partner, your spouse, anything that is something that's gone well today or recently for you. So what I'm going to do, since I'm not seeing that we've got folks that are really wanting to jump in and do that, is I'm going to give you just a little bit of a framework for making sure that you are paying attention to those things. Anytime you get together with your family, whether it be a meal at home, a meal in a restaurant, a family meeting, take time to do that, even if it's not formal, even if it's just, what went well today? Or what did somebody do that was kind for you today? With the younger your children, the more of a specific question that they probably need to be able to share those kinds of wins with you. And the more that you do it, the better that they will get. And we have not gotten to the formats of the formats of family meetings in the course yet. But I will mention to you, if you are already doing those, if you are doing them just fly by the seat of your pants, great. start with that. Start with a compliment circle. Start with a way to acknowledge the things that have gone well, either for other people that are in your meeting with you or for yourself. Share, guide your family to share their wins, their personal wins for themselves, as well as acknowledging the kindnesses and the things that they enjoy about the other family members that are in the meeting with you, with them. So we'll kind of leave it at that for our celebration and, that's what I think I'll call it, celebration and appreciation time. For the celebration and appreciation time of our call, we'll leave it at that. So I am going to open it up to questions. I do have a few questions that I already had before the meeting started. I'll kind of watch, and if I see a question pop up, then I will address that. Otherwise, I will mention how that works. If you know that you are only going to be able to participate by recording, I want you to know an option that you have. So, if you have a question, you can post it in the mom-up group, and I will then answer the question on the call so that you've got that chance for me to do that. Now, I am going to suggest that if you're doing that, to give me a little bit of guidance on how to address it. So I suggest in this kind of closed group that we are fine with saying our children's names, with talking about our family members by name, but I do want you to be very respectful there. And if you have any concerns, you can always just say my son or my child, and I will refer to your family member the same way. If you do say, you know, Carol or whatever, then that's the same way that I will do it. And I will do the same thing in the mom-up group. If you mention your child by name, I will mention your child by name in my responses. If you are, if when you post something in the group, you don't say your children's name, even if I know your kids' names from these meetings, then I won't mention them in the group. So this is just a way to be extra respectful. Different people have different levels of comfort with privacy, and especially since at this point we are all just getting to know one another, I want to respect that and recognize that some of us will feel a little bit more comfortable later on, being a little bit more open and a little bit more sharing personal things, including concerns with our children by name. So if you do have questions, you can feel free to put them in the chat. If you do want to unmute yourself and ask it, even if you are not going to be on video, that's just fine. And if I don't see any come up in the next couple of seconds, then I'm going to address some that I had before we started the call. Okay, so one of the questions that has come up is a little bit about the structure of the course, because I think most people are feeling pretty comfortable with the system, the system that I share on some of my free content, as well as that I have outlined in your course for you. So this is the Live as Love system. This is the three R's, the radical respect, radical responsibility, and radical relatedness, and probably the way you'll hear me refer to it most of the time as an active system that you are working is land, look, love, because that is sort of the operationalized version of it. That if you are having an interaction with your child, or if you're planning for interactions or doing anything else in your mothering, that's always the way, the flow. You land, you get yourself as present and resourceful in the moment as you can, then you look, you exercise your awareness of both the greater principles, the way the world works, the way your kids are, and whatever is present in the moment. The things you need to notice about the specific situation, the particular people involved, and then you love. Then you take the loving action, either in the moment or putting the idea down on your plans and reflections or whatever. Hello, is this Diana? Diana, can you hear me? Hi, Diana, are you there? Diana, I think you need, can you hear me? Nod your head if you can hear me. Okay, so if you want to speak, You're going to look down on your little icons on the bottom of your screen. If you put your little your cursor over the icons, there's a little thing that says mute, and you are probably muted. So if you unmute yourself, I'll be able to hear you. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Are you still muted? Oh, I can't. Okay, talk now, because it looks like you might be unmuted. I'm still working on it, because it looks like you're unmuted, but I can't hear you. Is your microphone is? Okay. Well, I can see you, but I can't hear you. So if you want to type in the chat, I think I'm going to. Oh, you may not have a mic. Okay. That's okay. That's just fine. So I want you to make sure that you can do your chat. So look down at the icons, and there's a little chat button. It's like a bubble, like for a cartoon. If you click on it, you should see a chat come up on the side of your screen. Do you see that? Okay, great. So that's the way that then you can ask questions or talk to me, is that you can type the message down in there at the bottom. And for those of you on the recording, so Diana, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to address the recording for a minute, and then we'll interact a little bit more together. So for those of you on the recording, I kind of went through a little orientation for the way that our calls are going to go, and then when I notice someone come on and have her video on, then I welcome Diana. So I just wanted to kind of catch you up, and Diana, I did during the first part of this call kind of say the way that we were going to have the things go on the call, and you're kind of in the question time. And I was just going to address some questions from other people who had given me the questions ahead of time. If you have any questions, just type them in the chat, and then I will just answer those for you. How's that? Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and finish answering that question about the system and kind of how some of the course content fits into that. So the system is land, look, love. Live is love. The radical respect, radical responsibility, radical relatedness. And I had someone ask about the self-care part of it, because I didn't really put that in any of your classes. I put it in the introduction a little bit. Encouraged you to find the self-care things that are really helping you the most, or that you think would, because you've maybe been putting them off and you knew that they would be important. So the reason that there is not any self-care content particularly in this course is that this course is really focused on the middle of that system. Oh, we've got somebody else. Okay. This course is really just focused on the middle of the system, and this is the as part of it. This is the way the world works. This is the way your children are. And it kind of is about addressing, in my experience, the most powerful part of the system. If you have your belief systems in order, if you have your beliefs about your children in order, if you have your practices around belief systems in order, everything else falls into place so much easier. For example, if you believe I can't make the time to take care of myself, then obviously your self-care isn't going to work. If you believe I don't have what it takes to be the mom I want to be, obviously you're not going to be able to take loving actions to the degree that you would if these other things were in place for you. So that is the reason why that's the focus of this class. At the same time, there are two pieces of that landing that I just find to be so essential for you to be able to participate and do this part of it. And one of those is the self-care. If you're not doing the self-care, the other things just don't happen. And so that's the reason that I suggested that. And the other relates to just a general understanding of the natural laws that relate to that first part. And Jim is, I don't know if you can see that, Diana. There's a headphone icon. So that might, yeah, looks like you're on that. Okay. So I'll just finish this explanation. The way that things work with this system is that you can do any piece of it and it's going to make things better, but some things do kind of have to come first. And so if you're going to understand the natural laws that we focus on in this program, you kind of need that overview of both the three that are associated with the land step, with the live step, and that self-care. And then you need to understand a little bit about the last three. And that's where that forgiveness process comes in. If you don't have those pieces, even though that's not the main focus of the course, the other things that we're doing really are not going to work the way that we would like them to. So that's the question that I wanted to make sure that I had a chance to finish. I don't know, Diana, do you want to try talking again and see if I can hear you? Oh, it doesn't seem like I can. So if you have questions, would you type them into the chat? So then I can answer those for you. I have another one. It wasn't exactly one that was asked to be addressed on the call, but it is something that I thought that I would do if I didn't have people ready to jump in and ask questions and things like that. So if you have any questions, please type them in the chat. And I will just kind of mention before I get to that other question, if you don't know that you have a way for people to hear you over your computer, I know there are a few different options. The since we may use the video, the kind of earphones that I have on are the little earbuds, and I'm actually showing you that there's a place where you can shift the way that things are on your the word is escaping. Microphone. So you could, I think, have this turned off by accident. I don't know, but I'm not sure what all of the options are. If you only have headphones and there's no mic on them, then most computers have a built-in mic, but I'm not sure if there's a way to turn that on or off. So that would be something, if you are going to be participating on the calls, that you might want to play with in between them. Kind of see if there is, pardon me, if there is a way to get your microphone working and active. And this is something Jim can help you with. If you're on the recording, if this is the kind of thing that you don't really know exactly how to make some of the technology work, that's when you email Jim. It's jim@susan.com. And he can very possibly, either through a series of emails or maybe a private messaging on Facebook or something, get it figured out for you. So that is definitely one option to make sure that you can participate as fully as you would like. Now, I am planning at this point, because we don't have very many people on the call, certainly at this point, that we're just going to go until 6 o'clock Pacific time, so that's about 8 minutes. If those who are on the call do have any questions, you are certainly welcome to jump in and either unmute yourself if you are able to do that, or put any questions into the chat. Let me just check and see if there's any other questions that have come up. If I don't see a question, I am probably just going to go ahead and address that other question that, like I said, wasn't specifically asked to be addressed on the call, but is something that's... Oh, hello, Diana. I think I heard you.
I took them off. I took my headphones off.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you for getting it figured out and for using this technology that I guess is not terribly familiar to you. Is there anything that I can answer for you? Anything that we can work on to help you with your program?
Thank you for asking. I'm so happy to be here with you and to have this available. You know, my question, when you talk about Facebook support, I want to understand what that means, because for me, for what that means, does that mean if I'm having a crisis, you know, and I use that word, very consciously, because sometimes that's really the only time when I'm thinking about reaching out for help. And when I'm just like, I am not sure if, like, how to handle this with my child right now. You know, I'm really feeling like I'm circling the edge of anger and frustration. And so is that the time that I can go on Facebook and sort of message you? Because I don't use Facebook. I'm one of the few people that's not on. And I don't know if that's really going to be a resource for me to seek support. Is that the type of support that you're offering, or is it more of a global question that I could ask them?
You can actually ask any question that you want. It's not actually through private messaging, however, that I'll provide that support. Here's the structure, is that in the Mom Up group, if you are in this program, when you ask your question, you tag me. Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to do that in a post?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So since it's being recorded, and we may very well have other people that don't do a lot of participation on Facebook, I'll just say what you would do is you would, in the body of the post that you put in the Mom Up group, you just address me. So you can say Susan, and as you start to type out my name, a little picture of me or my name will pop up, and then you click on it. That makes it a live link that notifies me you've tagged me in the group. So if you're in this program, you tag me in the group, and 5 days a week, I am very often not online at all on Fridays and Sundays, but the other 5 days a week, I will be checking the Mom Up group at least twice a day. So beginning of the day, typically end of the day. So I wouldn't say that it is emergency support, because you could count on hearing from me within the day, but probably not within a few hours, unless you just got lucky and, you know, I happened to be on when you were posting it. But it is a group situation. So that's one of the things about the groups, though. That is a closed group. Even though not everyone in the group is in this program, they are all people that I or Jim have personally approved. So it's not like I know everyone in there. Well, I certainly don't, but I know of them. We have kind of, you know, checked things out. So I feel very comfortable inviting people to say things about their children, and the atmosphere has been wonderful. And obviously that is a container we hold pretty closely. So we would shift and change things if anybody was being not completely supportive, not having that tone that I talked about at the beginning of this call, and that you can kind of catch up on through the recording. So it can be very personal. It can be very much, you know, here's what's going on. Here's what I'm feeling. I don't know what to do. Give me suggestions. That's completely fine. It does not have to be global in any way. You just need to understand kind of the constraints of that it will be in a group, and the time frame on me getting back to you.
Thank you. Because it's more like sometimes I wake up and I think actively I'm going to put my effort toward this today with my daughter. So actively today I will help her and show her that I like things handed to me, and I like to hand things to her as opposed to throwing them.
Yes.
And so I'll choose something like that because she's two. And yes. But there are other things that maybe have a deeper history behind them, and I'm just working to unpack it or maybe loosen the knot and set that as an intention for the day. But it is more specific to me and my family in those instances, and I do welcome the group's energy and effort to that. And I would also be open to offer that to others if they were asking for it. I'm just right now gauging because I came in late. I was working actually, and I apologize for that. I lost track of time. But I am open to that if that's the structure of it. So I just wanted to offer that.
Absolutely. And I will just mention that that's very much what that group is for, is to get that personal individual support. And now if you have any other questions, just interrupt me, but I'm kind of going to talk to you and the recording at the same time, because I encourage you not to get not to fall into Facebook. I think most people who use Facebook regularly, they don't use it very well. You know, it's very easy to just click around and, you know, an hour's gone. So I don't encourage people to use Facebook that way. I encourage you to be very deliberate, kind of like what you said about, I'm setting this intention to work on respectful, you know, handling of objects, handing things versus throwing things. I suggest that kind of approach to Facebook as well. And so I don't, in fact, if there are people who are interested, I will do a little research on this. There are actually things you can do that turn off your Facebook newsfeed so that Facebook becomes a place you go to very deliberately, and you choose to go to your sister's profile and read stuff about her children. You know, I'm just making this up. Or you choose to go into a group and just spend, you know, 5 or 15 minutes there, and that's all that you do. And that's actually how I would suggest people use Facebook. I don't suggest this just, you know, whatever Facebook puts in front of you, that's what you consume. So I would say making a habit when you get on there, you know, if there's family that you do want to check in, sure, do that. Look at the, you know, the cousin's pictures or whatever, and then just go to the group, you know, read anything that's valuable to you there. And, you know, there are tutorials. I don't want to really go into that on the call about how to set up your notifications so you can be really proactive, but I do encourage that. I don't encourage anybody to just, you know, wander around Facebook. I think it's, I kind of agree with Betty White there when they explained to her what it was and how she ended up being chosen for Saturday Night Live. She said, well, it just sounds like a huge waste of time to me. And I'm afraid too often it is, sadly. So yeah. Any other questions? If not, we're kind of at 6 o'clock. So I'm happy to spend a few more minutes if something has come up that that you'd like to address. Otherwise, I'll probably just kind of close the call and suggest that, you know, the recording is going to be worthwhile because I kind of set the tone for the way that the different calls are going to go, and so you may want to do that as well. Anything else? Okay, then I'm just going to do kind of a final check-in, and I since we don't have but a couple of people who are with us at this time, I'm just going to review that. So the check-in that I'll be doing at the beginning of the end of the calls is just a chance to kind of notice where you are, either on a scale from 1 to 10 or with just a word. So you can just either type a word in the chat box, you can just say a word if you are on screen, or on just audio but not muted. And so I'm just going to have it be the little adjective, and I'll go first and then give you a chance to do that as well. I'm just delighted. I'm delighted to have the course going and have things set up in a way that I feel like is starting to serve people, and so I'm delighted. Do you want to do a quick check-in, even though you didn't have a chance to hear the introduction of how that goes?
For me?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I feel a great sense of anticipation and potential, and that is really exciting. You know, okay. Just growth, you know, growth mindset, and for everybody, of course, individually, but wow, it just feels amazing to know that I'm connected with other moms and I can do this with other people and move forward in a way that's just so healthy and radiant and fun. You know, there's no reason to look back.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I think that's a great sentiment to close our call on. And so I will just mention, if ever anyone is having any challenges with the calls, always go on the Mom Up group to start, because that will help to allow us to give any technical support that's needed through the Facebook group if there's any difficulty connecting. So I will just say good night or good evening, and we will be back together this time next week. So have a good evening, everybody. Bye-bye.